you can't put into words like what it felt. It was just, it was amazing. Like, I found that about half while I was starting, so I didn't really have a lot of time to prepare myself. I'd been with the squad for a week before that, so I flew out last Monday, and I trained really well up to then, so I felt ready to play. Obviously, you're playing against Belgium, who've got world-class players, so you can only try and prep yourself as much as you can. But I don't think you could get nervous. It was, you had to go and enjoy the moment, because it's not every day you're going to do something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And once that whistle goes at the start of the game, kind of talk us through the first 10 seconds of the game.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And it's one of them things. It happens. He's just broke through. And I think that's nerves from the players from Gibraltar. Like, it's a massive occasion for them and myself. And I think it was just next time in the game, you just, 9 times out of 10, you'd put it in an area, you'd squeeze up, but they try and play the right way, and it has come to a downfall, and it's obviously led to the quickest goal.
Indeed, it's, well, I guess there's not many people that can say they made their international debut and got into the record books. I mean, I guess for yourself, no, it's not necessarily for the right reasons.
It's one of them, mate. The goal's gone in, he's just broke away at pace, and he's got a shot off and he's gone, and it's a good finish from Benteke. But yeah, it's one of them things. I don't like to concede any goals. And to be fair, I think we recovered really well after that, considering going a goal down that quick. It could have been embarrassing, but I thought we dug in, and it's always going to be tough when you look at their goalkeeper right through to their strikers. It's just world-class talent all round.
Yeah, no doubt. Presumably for yourself, as a sort of learning experience, playing against those guys is priceless.
Oh, you can't beat it. And I never thought I'd get that opportunity. And to be given that, to represent the country of Gibraltar, it's massive, and it is a great achievement for myself and my family.
Did you manage to get anybody's shirt after the game?
I got Courtois' shirt.
Excellent. So they're one for the trophy cabinet on that front.
It sure is.
Excellent. So in terms of kind of messages of support from your Dartford teammates, have you got any dressing room jokers that have sent you some cheeky messages, or have they generally been messages of support?
No, it's everyone's message of support, from friends from my old school and current friends now. The teammates, Tony himself, playing for Dartford, as I said, I've been there since I was 16, and it's a great achievement, not only for myself, but I hope it's a great achievement for the club, because I've come through their youth system, and hopefully they've moulded me into representing it. So it was a big day for everyone involved.